This is Karen Lyle of SalesPort Talk, and I'm speaking with Evan Swartz, who is the statewide director of the California Coastal Cleanup with the California Coastal Commission. Thank you, Evan, for joining us on our show.
Thanks for having
me. Evan, tell us a little bit about the California Coastal Cleanup.
So this year, we're encouraging people to recognize that they can clean California's coast from their own front door. Ordinarily, we would be getting ready to host giant cleanup sites all around the state. Last year, we had over 1,000 cleanup sites, and more than 74,000 volunteers showed up at all of those specific locations around the state. But clearly, it's not safe to encourage large gatherings this year. So instead, what we want people to do is come to the understanding that everything in California flows downhill to our coast, and that trash in our streets is actually ocean pollution that's just waiting to happen. So if we can clean up our neighborhoods, clean up our communities, clean up local parks and creeks before the rains come and wash all of that trash down into our stormwater system, we're actually cleaning our coast. So we want folks out in their neighborhoods as often as possible, picking up trash wherever they see it.
How would they be able to report to you?
Yeah, that's a really important part of this year's effort because we need to know what's out there littering our communities. We're encouraging people to download an app called CleanSwell, and that'll help us track the types of trash that people are picking up, and it can also help them get counted towards our statewide totals for volunteers. Each time you track a cleanup on CleanSwell, it will show up on a map on the database at coastalcleanupdata.org. So we're able to see all these different cleanups popping up all across the state already. The data is so critical because it's what we use each year to make changes in how we're creating and handling trash in the state. Coastal Cleanup Day data has been critical in efforts like the statewide plastic bag and in the bans on expanded polystyrene foodware that are happening all across the state. We've used the data to help change regulations on how trash is handled in our stormwater systems. We learn so much from the data that our volunteers collect. We have a record of debris data going back now to 1988, so it's the longest running data set out there, and we've been able to use it to show trends over time and how trash in our environment has actually changed.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. It's Tuesday in our first hour, and we do a little SalesportTalk.com. We get out there on the bay and other waters around the world in the seven seas, and we always do it. My co-host for this segment, Karen Lyle, who has a pre-recorded interview we're about to run with Robin Albritt, and it's in two parts. Robin is with the Ocean Conservancy. Karen, welcome to the show. I know you also wanted to mention that former Major League Baseball player Hunter Pence has joined Team Ocean. What is that all about?
Well, that's basically to do with the Ocean Conservancy that this interview is about. So it was a coincidence. I didn't actually realize that Hunter had joined the team to help pay attention to what's happening with our oceans and be involved in the ocean cleanup. But he has, and so I think that's a great thing.
He's a good guy, and he has a lot of free time now, so that's good that he's doing something.
Okay.
All right. Without further ado, let's listen to part one of Karen Lyle with Robin Albritt.
This is Karen Lyle of SalesPort Talk, and I'm speaking with Robin Albritt, the Senior Manager of the International Coastal Cleanup for the Ocean Conservancy. Robin, it's great to have you on the show.
Excellent. Thank you so much. It's great to be here. September is a very exciting month for Ocean Conservancy because historically it hosts the International Coastal Cleanup. This year in particular is big for us because it is the 35th anniversary of our cleanup. And, we had planned to do quite a few different events celebrating the history of the cleanup, which of course we've had some changes to that due to COVID conditions, and the cleanups themselves are historically such a wonderful gathering of folks from the community to come out, clean up, do their part to protect their waterways. And fortunately, due to gathering restrictions, some of those events have been changed a bit this year. But we're still super optimistic for a strong 2020 International Coastal Cleanup and a great celebration of our 35-year history of coming together and making sure that we're keeping marine debris out of our waterways.
Now, I understand you have an app this year that people can download that can help them participate in the cleanup during the pandemic. What is that app and how do they get it?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. And so our app is called Clean Swell, and it's available in both the Google and the iPhone app stores. And the beauty of the Clean Swell app is that it can be used literally anywhere in the world. You don't even have to be on a coastline. I personally live in Atlanta, and I will be participating in the International Coastal Cleanup in my neighborhood. It uses Google Imaging to track your location during the cleanup and help record our data of what you're finding during your cleanup. And so we're suggesting using the Clean Swell app as a great way for small household or family units to get out and do their part for their community and for their environment, you know, without putting themselves in any sort of a dangerous situation by being around too many people, and also making sure that everyone is able to follow local municipality guidelines on group gatherings.
This is Clean Swell, S-W-E-L-L, like the swells in the ocean. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely, yes. And I guess I should hop in here and say that it is, you know, completely free to use, of course. The data that we collect with the International Coastal Cleanup, either through cleanup events or through the Clean Swell app, it really goes into this global database that has been tracking marine debris items for the last 35 years. And it's an open access database that's used by scientists and by policymakers and students around the world. And you can pull up the database to see what items are of local concern in your area, and it is always available for anyone to access.
Well, I'm very interested in knowing what the scope of problem there is with trash and debris in the ocean and how you've been able to track this cleanup effort. Can you tell us a little bit of the statistics that are involved in this?
Absolutely. So the International Coastal Cleanup really is a global effort. There's an amazing community of International Coastal Cleanup coordinators that assist in making sure that these events take place around the world. You know, this is our 35th anniversary, and last year we hit the milestone for the first time of having over 1 million volunteers in 1 year. But, you know, collectively we've had over 17 million volunteers participating in the effort since its inception, recording nearly 331 million pounds of trash. And of course, those are, you know, items that we are actually recording. We know that volunteer efforts reach much higher scale than that of items that are never actually recorded every year. And recording during the International Coastal Cleanup might be a little tedious, but, you know, like we were saying before, the data recording is important for, you know, tracking problems in your community, enacting local policy changes, and, you know, we just really try and get an idea of the problem that's out there. And for the history of the International Coastal Cleanup, we've been tracking these top-line trends of, you know, the top 10 global trends. We can also look up the top 10 U.S. trends or in your community. We can pull all sorts of data to show any sort of items of local concern. Last year, we saw for the first time that plastic cutlery was the first time that it was a top 10 item, and that's something that we had never seen before. So we were sort of working on a campaign called Quit the Cutlery. The year before that was the first time that we had ever seen all top 10 items globally were items that were made of plastic. So it is really important to be able to track these trends over time and see how our ocean is changing and also how the debris that's entering the ocean is changing.
What would somebody do in order to be able to participate if they'd never done this before?
Yeah, absolutely. So in years past, I would send you to our website, which is signuptocleanup.org. And what it does is it shows all of the participating cleanups that take place globally. It's a map where you can log in and see your local cleanup, your local cleanup leader, and you can go directly to their website to sign up for a cleanup. Of course, this year, since we are struggling with group events and wanting to make sure that we maintain social distancing during cleanups, we are sending folks to a new website that we've developed called WeCleanOn.org. And from there, there are all sorts of resources about how to safely conduct individual cleanups. You know, we've got steps for how to make sure that you're safe during cleanups. There's instructions there for how to download the CleanSwell app and how to get involved, you know, in your local neighborhood. And then, of course, reaching out to us directly, we can always put you in contact with any sort of local cleanup initiatives in your community. You know, while we may not be posting their direct events, there are communities that are still able to host local cleanups depending on their municipality regulations for gathering for events. And we are always glad to direct you to our partners who do cleanups near you, because, you know, Ocean Conservancy is headquartered in D.C., and the International Coastal Cleanup would certainly not happen without the collective effort of our partners globally. And so we are always more than glad to point people to local organizations to do cleanups as well.
You're listening to SailSportTalk.com on a Tuesday here, Rick Tittle, and let's continue on with Karen Lyle's talk with Robin Albritton.
Talking about your partners locally, how many different countries participate in this coastal cleanup, and how many partners are involved in doing ocean cleanups?
We usually have more than 150 countries participating in the International Coastal Cleanup. We currently have around 350 different partner organizations globally that are really the heart and soul of the International Coastal Cleanup. You know, these are individuals or small nonprofit organizations that globally have a deep concern for their local waterways and for the health and well-being of their community. And without this volunteer effort, the International Coastal Cleanup would not be possible. And so, you know, it's a really lovely community event that brings people together to work on a common goal, to make a difference for themselves and their local environment. And that is, you know, one of the things that we've honestly been a little sad about with the social distancing happening this year, is the fact that we can't actually get together to celebrate this volunteer event.
It's not exactly the year we imagined, was it?
No, it's not. But, you know, like I said, we're still anticipating participation. We are getting requests from folks every single day who are looking for different ways to engage with their community, volunteer events, you know, even just so much as getting outside. And because it's a global event, you know, we know that it's affecting everyone in different countries differently. You know, in speaking with our global partners, we have some partners that aren't allowed to go, you know, more than a meter from their front door unless it's, you know, for a specific reason or to exercise. And, you know, for folks who maybe don't feel comfortable with going out and being in public or can't, we do have other resources on that website, which is wecleanon.org, where there are, you know, educational materials and just different ideas in which you can participate in the International Coastal Cleanup, even if you can't physically be at an event.
Why is it so important to be able to keep the trash out of the oceans when it comes to the sea life that we have so much enjoyment from and that help make our oceans sustainable?
Yeah, you know, that's a great point. And Ocean Conservancy, we promote a healthy ocean. You know, we want to make sure that we are able to do things like fish forever. We want healthy fish stocks. We want healthy ocean mammals. We certainly don't want any of our friends that live in the ocean to be negatively affected by debris or litter that may be caused by, you know, human consumption. So it is so important to us to make sure that we are keeping things like debris and plastic out of the ocean, because it kills sea life every single year. We see fish are eating plastic. We see it popping up all over the place and inside the fish that we are eating. And it really comes down to also a public health crisis. And we want to make sure that the public is also able to continue to enjoy fishing and consuming fish in perpetuity.
Robin Albritton, and we are back live again. Karen, why is it so important to you, this ocean conservancy?
Well, you know, I really do care about the sea life. It's one of the things that I enjoy so much when I'm out sailing is being able to see fish and the mammals that and the birds that are all engaging there. And I didn't actually realize the extreme impact that humans who had, you know, allowed plastics and other things to get into the sea had upon the sea life, because I don't always see that on the surface. But evidently fish will, like, eat a plastic bag and think that they're full and they'll suffocate. And then some, that will end up in a bigger fish who eats that fish, and then a bigger fish eats that fish, and then we end up with that on our table too. So it affects the food chain all the way up to us, even if we're not out on the ocean sailing like I am.
All right, Karen, once again, thanks for your time, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, we'll see you then.
SailSportTalk.com is the website. All right, Rick Tittle with you. Come on back. We got another couple hours, and let's close out hour number one together.